नैतिक गुणान गुणीनो महदादयोजी सर्वी मनः सवृतय सहदेव मत्या आद्यंत बंत उरुगाय विदंती ही त्वां एवं विमृश्य सुधियो विरमंति शब्दा। ट्रांसलेशन मैत्री प्रभुपाद। Neither the three modes of material nature, sattva guna, raja guna and tama guna, nor the predominating deities controlling these three modes, nor the five gross elements, nor the mind, nor the demigods, nor the human beings can understand your lordship, for they are all subjected to birth and annihilation. Considering this, the spiritually advanced have taken to devotional service. Such wise men hardly bother with Vedic study. Instead, they engage themselves in practical devotional service. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in several places, Bhaktya Mang Abhijanti. Only by devotional service can the Supreme Lord be understood. The intelligent person, the devotee, doesn't bother much about the practices mentioned in text 46, Maunam Vrata Sruta Tapo Adhyayana Swadharma. After understanding the Supreme Lord through devotional service, such devotees are no longer interested in studies of the Vedas. Instead, this is confirmed in the Vedas also. Vedas say, Kim Athavayam Adhisyamahe, Kim Athavayam Vakhyamahe. What is the use of studying so many Vedic literatures? What is the use of explaining them in different ways? Vayam Vakhyamahe. No one needs to study any more Vedic literatures. Nor does anyone need to describe them by philosophical speculation. Bhagavad Gita, second chapter also says, Jadate moha kalidam buddhir vyati tarishyati tada gantasi nirbidam svata. Yasya sutasya saha. When one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead by executing devotional service, one ceases the practice of studying the Vedic literature. Elsewhere it is said, Aradhito jadi haris tapasa tata king. If one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage in his service, there is no more need for severe austerities, penances, and so on. However, if after performing severe austerities and penances, one doesn't understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such practices are useless. Maite gunano gunino mahat adayoji सर्वे मनः प्रभृतय सहदेव मत्या अद्यंत बंत उरुगाय विदंति ही त्वां एवं विमृश्य सुधियो विरोमन्ति शब्दात्। प्रहलाद महाराज स्टेटमेंट्स very, very important statements, very, very conclusive statements, basing on pure Vedic conclusions, Suddha Siddhanta. Here Prahlad Maharaj says, no one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By their own effort, here also mentions the three modes of material nature. predominant deity is controlling those three modes. Five gross elements, the mind, the demigods, human beings. Nobody can understand that Supreme Lord. Because they are all Adyanta Bhanta. They are beginning and end. They are birth and death. Those who are spiritually advanced people, that means the devotees, they know it very well. So, they only engage themselves in devotional service. They never bother to study Vedas. Rather, at every moment, they engage themselves in devotional service. Thereby, they can understand the Supreme Personality, Godhead, fully, completely, in His original form. All the thoughts related to Him, to the Supreme Personality, Godhead, just revealed, are also revealed to them, only to Bhaktya. Bhaktyam abhijananti. Bhaktyam ekayagachya. Bhaktyastu ananya labhya. Many times, repeated all. This has been stated. Only through devotional service can one understand Supreme Love. So those who are intelligent persons, they only engage themselves in loving service to the Lord. They never bother about the practices mentioned in text 46, Mauna Vrata Sutta Tapa Adhyana Svadharma. So, Shasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvi Gunishtatra Samasti Sura Parava Bhaktasya Kutamad Guna Manorutyana Asati Bhavata Bahi. Bhagavat says this thing. One who has developed an alert devotion to our Supreme Love, all the good qualities, all the divine qualities automatically manifest in this person. And also all the demigods manifest in him. But those who are not devotees of Lord Hari, non-devotees, they may be very great in this material world, they may have great material qualities, but they have no good qualities at all. Only they are just speculating, going on speculation. Manortyanasati dhavatabhi. Out of speculation, the Bhagavad says, they are just riding a chariot, coming out of their speculation and just wandering, going on like that. But those who are devotees, completely surrendered souls to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they can understand the Supreme Lord completely. And they know very well that the Supreme Lord can only be understood through devotional service. So they engage themselves in the loving service of the Lord. They never cease to devotional service. They constantly engaged. They never practice mauna, vrata, sruta, tapo, adhyayana, svadharma, etc. Because all these things will automatically come up, manifest in the devotees. by the grace of the Supreme Lord. And Supreme Lord is only obtained through devotional service, not by any other method. Repeatedly this has been said. In all Vedas this has been said. Therefore in Vedas this has been said, as Srila Prabhupada has quoted, King Artha Vayam Abdhi Sayamahi, King Artha Vayam Bhakshamahi. What is the use of studying so many Vedic literature? What is the use of explaining them in different ways? No use at all. Also in Vedas it has been said, Aradito Dhi Haristapasata Dhakim, Aradito Dhi Haristapasata Dhakim. It has been said. Antar bahi jadi haristapasa atataki, nantar bahi jadi haristapasa atataki. This has been said. Aradito jadi haristapasa atataki, naradito jadi haristapasa atataki. If one can understand the Supreme Personality Godhead and engage in His service, there is no more need of severe austerities, penances and so on. Aradito jadi haristapasa atataki. Naradito jadi haristapasa atataki. If at top of having severe austerities and penances, one doesn't understand the Supreme Personal Godhead, such practices are useless. What is the need? Antar bahi jadi haristapasa atataki. Nantar bahi jadi haristapasa atataki. If someone can see that Supreme Lord within and without, antar bahi, what is the need of penances? Nantra bhajati ristapasatataki. If you are undergoing severe austerities and penances, someone cannot see him within and without, then what is the need of such penances? You understand? These are all useless or fruitless. Without bhakti. Daya satya dharma pito vidya vata pasamita madhvatya petum atmanu natya samyak punati hi. These have been stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. These are all good qualities, daya. To show compassion and mercy. To be very merciful. Satya, to be very truthful. All respect to daya satya dharma, so-called, to follow rigidly the so-called principles of religion, daya satya dharma, keta vidya. If someone is already engaged in Vedic study, acquiring Vedic knowledge, dharma satya daya keta vidya vatapasya, if someone is undergoing advertising severe commands, dharma satya vyapta vidya vata prasamita madbhaktya pitma atmanunat samyaknati hi. Srimad Bhagavatam says, without devotional service or bhakti, all these things are zero, fruitless, no value at all. If you just add zeros, multiply zeros, divide zeros, what will be the result? The result will be zero. But if one is put just left-hand side of zero, then the value of every zero is 10 times, 10 times, 10 times, the amount. There no one is only zero. Similarly, bhaktiya, the bhakti is that one, and all are zero. This dharma, the satya, daya, vidya, tapasya, without bhakti, without devotional service, are all zero, fruitless. There is bhakti, then all these good qualities have some value, otherwise no value at all. So bhakti is most important thing. And if someone does do anything only practices bhakti under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master or bhakta, devotee, automatically he gets everything. In Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, in Kapila Devahuti Sambhava, this has been stated. The name of Supreme Lord and Supreme Lord are none different. Especially in this age of Kali, the Lord has incarnated himself as his name, Kali Yuga Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. So those who have taken shelter of holy name, completely surrendered unto holy name of the Lord, they also get everything. Oh, what so much of you. Yariyan, the Juhagri Bhaktati, Namutubhyam, Tepu Tapaste, Juhubu Sasmu, Arjya, Brahman Vartu, Namagulamji, Jeti. This has been said. If someone born in the Chandala family, very low family, Chandala, Dalitas family, but if he takes completely shelter at this holy name, at the Lord, always chanting holy name, that holy name is dancing always on the tip of his tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. He is no longer a chandala, lobar. He becomes guru, spiritual master. Oh, what supreme guruyam. Yuhagde bhaktate nama suddha. And he gets everything. Te pu tapaste. He gets all the results of tapasya. The nama understudy. No need. For he to undergo any tapasya. Juhabu, he gets all the results of performing all yajnas, fire sacrifices. No need to perform any sort of yajna, the non-yajna, best type of yajna. Tepu tapasya juhabu sasno. He gets the benefit of taking bath in all the places of pilgrimage, tirtha. No need to go to any tirtha, any place of pilgrimage and take bath there. Get the result. Tepu tapaste juhubu sasnu arjya. He becomes arjya. All the Vedic purificatory ceremonies are already performed. She is no longer an arjya. He is a cultured person, civilized. He is no longer uncivilized, non-Aryan. He becomes Aryan, Arjya. Brahma Anuj, Brahma Anuj. He gets the result of studying Vedas, all the Vedas. That means all Vedic knowledge he acquires automatically. One who chants Hare Krishna only. You understand? Namsal. Aho vat sabat jigaryan johad vat sabat jinama kuddham. Tepu tapaste johava sasma arjya brahmanocha nama gulanti jete. This has been stated. In other words, we must say, if someone gets the mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankirtanika Janaka Pitara. Mahaprabhu is Sankirtanika Pitara. Father of Sankirtan. You understand? He preached this Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan. 500 years ago, he appeared here and he did only Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. If someone gets his mercy, Doing this Sankirtan, he gets everything. He becomes proficient in Vedic knowledge. He will speak Vedas and incidentally. Because Vedas come out from the Supreme Lord. The one who gets Supreme Lord, he knows Vedas are there already. Mukam karoti vacharam, pangum langayati giri. Jat krupasthamam vande sri guru, dinatarini paramananda madhava. Who is seeing it? One was Lord the mercy of Gurudev, who gives Vedic knowledge. Impart Vedic knowledge, who has acquired Vedic knowledge through devotional service. Sri Guru Dinatayan, Paramananda Madhava. In other words, of get mercy of that Paramananda Madhava, the Supreme Lord, all blissful Supreme Lord. He may be a dumb person. You understand? Dumb, cannot speak. He doesn't know what to speak. He cannot open his mouth. But he will utter Vedas. Mugankaroti bhātāra. Pangu langayati. One may be a pangu, a crippled person. But he can do mountaineering. If he gets mercy. That Paramānanda Mahātā. You understand? So, if someone gets mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, he can do this thing. And speak Vedas, and cripple can do mountaineering. You understand? Many instances are there. Very often we say this story of Puridas. Puridas, do you know who is Puridas? You don't know. Do you know Sivananda Sen? Great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. His son is Puridas. You understand? Puridas. Every year, the devotees of Gaudadesh, Bengal, they come to Puri. Because after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu was staying there. Every year at the time of Rath Yatra, their festival, in Chaturmasya summer, 4 months they stay there, used to stay there. Associate with Mahaprabhu and see Lord Jagannath, car, ratha. Then after that they go out. Sivananda Sen was the leader of that party. They are coming. They are coming on foot for the jatra. They are doing for the jatra. At that time, no such vehicles, destroyers, aeroplanes are not there. That is to get up with non trains. Then send out the Dukkadasatra. They come with their family members, their children, you understand? So Sivananda Sen's wife, Sivananda Sen's children, they also come. Puridas, his youngest son, once came with his parents. He was he was just a baby, you understand? So Sivananda Sen took the baby to Mahaprabhu, just make him lie down there. Mahaprabhu showered his mercy on him. He thrust his toe, this, into his mouth, and that baby sucked to it. That's mercy. So after 5 years, and he was just a boy of 5 years old, so 4 or 5 years, again came Puridas. And Mahaprabhu told Puridas, you utter Krishna, say Krishna. He didn't say. Repeatedly Mahaprabhu said, say Krishna. He didn't say. His father also said, why didn't you say Krishna? Say Krishna! He didn't say. It's wonderful, Leela, first time of Mahaprabhu. So Swarupananda Goswami said, Mahaprabhu, Haridas is saying silently, not loudly. He's saying Krishna silently, not loudly. This is the incident of first day. Then the next day, Puridas went to Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu said, Puridas, you utter a shloka verse. What is that? Yesterday, that boy couldn't say Krishna. How could he utter a verse? You understand? But he uttered a very nice verse. He opened his mouth, uttered a very nice verse. You understand? This is Mahaprabhu's mercy. You understand? Do you know the verse what you uttered? Very nice verse. Sravasva kubalayo aknoranyanam urase mahendra manidhamam brindavana ramaninam akhaya mandanam harirjayati. He uttered this verse. Very famous verse. You should know it. You understand? Dinabandhu, you know? Puridas uttered this verse. Very nice verse. Let that Hari be glorified. Hari Jayati. Let that Hari be glorified. On whose ears the blue lotus is decorated. You understand? Sravasa Kubalayo. Akna Ranjanam. On whose eyes nice ointment is smeared. You understand? Aknaranyana. Urase Mahendra Mani Dham. And it says that Kaustubha Mani is decorated. You understand? And that Hari, Akhila Mandanam Vrindavana Ramani Nam. He is the ornament of the damsels of Vrindavana. Let that Hari be glorified. This is the meaning of the verse. Very nice verse. Isn't it? Small child. Yesterday he couldn't say, utter Krishna. This day he uttered this verse. How is it possible? Mukham karoti vachah. You understand? He got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he could utter such a verse. Nice verse. All were astonished and said, this is the godless mercy of Sri Mahaprabhu. You understand? And later on, when he grew up, he became a great Vaishnava Acharya. He is Kavi Karnapura. You heard his name? Kavi Karnapura? He is known as Kavi Karnapura. Great Vaishnava Acharya. He wrote many books. You understand? So this is mercy of the Supreme Lord. Mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the same thing is stated here. If by devotional service, through devotional service, someone gets the mercy, the Supreme Lord, what is the need of Maunam, Vrata, Sruta, Tapa, Dhyana, Swada? That is the need. Arajita sa Hari Tapasa Tataki, Narajita sa Hari Tapasa Tataki. I already explained. No need. Antarvahija dharitapasa tataki, nantarvahija dharitapasa tataki. You understand? Where is the need? Only through devasamsa, everything is obtained. Wisely, useless. Nobody starts. You understand? Nobody starts. Veda will automatically manifest. Just engage yourself in devotional service of Lord Hari under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master and get you the chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And say Veda. You understand? You can say Veda then. Alright, like Puridas, you can utter. That must see. You understand? Sri Guru Dina Parini Paramananda Madhavam. He says this thing. Prabhupada Maharaj says this thing. Oh, I'll speak something now. Or yeah, then whenever necessary. I'll speak something for you in English. मोर लागी तांसवारे करियो निवेदन मोर लागी तांसवारे सब दयालु मोरे कैया सदय मोर लागि प्रभु पदे करिबे विनय मोर लागि प्रभु पदे सवारो प्रसादी मिले श्री प्रभुर पाय
सवारो प्रसादी मिले श्री प्रभुर पाय
प्रभु कृपा बिना मोर राज्य नाई भाय
प्रभु कृपा बिना मोर राज्य
I told about how everything can be obtained through bhakti only. When Krishna is obtained, Krishna is everything. I cited the example of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva was a mere boy, 5-year-old boy. You understand? He had not gone to any school, no education he had. When he was insulted by his stepmother, Suruchi Devi, while he was going, sit on the throne on the lap of his father. Suruchi Devi just pushed him away. Get out! You couldn't. Is that Narayan will so shower his mercy on you and last next birth you'll be born from my womb, then it will be possible. She said that. Dhruva became salted. His brother Uttama was sitting there, he couldn't sit. He cried and came to his mother, Suniti Devi, and told his mother, Suruchi Mata, mother, told like that. Narayana Krupa, if you get the Krupa of Narayana, then you can sit. Suniti Mata said, yes, she told the truth. Yes, unless one gets the Krupa, mercy of Lord Narayana, one cannot get this. If one gets the Krupa of Narayana, he can get everything. What is this said? All right, where is that Narayana? Then the mother said, I have heard many sages, they go to forest for tapasya to get Narayana. All right, I'll go to forest and do tapasya and get his mother said, oh, you are a mere boy, you cannot do all these things. No, no, I must go to the forest and get that Narayana. It's determined. You understand? It's now fixed, strong determination. Must go, whatever it is. He went to the forest. Forest is a very dangerous place. Many, you see, ferocious animals are there, lions, tigers, so many. But he has developed concentration on Narayana. So he was never afraid of anything. You understand? Lord Narayana could not understand that though Dhruva, a mere child, now he had developed a strong determination to get me. So I must serve my mercy unto him. Lord Narayana could not be achieved directly through Guru, a Vaishnava Adari. So, made arrangement, Narad Muni came there. Narad Muni is Guru. Narad Muni said, oh, you are a mere boy. Your business is to play. You cannot do this tapasya. All right, you want to sit on that throne, and father's seat. All right, come with me. I'll tell. No objection, there will be no objection, no hindrance, you'll sit. No. What to speak of seat of my father? My grandfather has not got such seat. I don't want the seat of my grandfather and father of a grandfather, great-grandfather. I get a greater seat, more elevated seat than these all these seats. What to speak of this? I want Narayana. I'll get all these things from you. If you know something, how to get Narayana, please tell me, otherwise you please get out. I don't want to listen to him. He's so strong, determined. Narada Muni saw, very determined. So, Narada Muni, the spiritual master, was satisfied. So determination is required. You understand? Sub-determination is required. Otherwise, you cannot gain Lord Narayana. Understand? Then he gave him mantra. Take this mantra, go to Madhuvan, stay there, just have this posture, give all descriptions. And give a nice description of the form of Lord Narayana, beginning from the toe to the hair. Every nice description gave. So this is the form of Lord Narayana. He just meditated, uttering this mantra. So he did that. Within 6 months, Lord Narayana appeared there. He was very pleased and appeared. When he opened his eyes, he saw the form. Oh, this is the very form that my Gurudeva said. This is Lord Narayana. This is definitely Lord Narayana. So he bowed down and wanted to offer some prayer, but he didn't know what to offer. What is it? He had no education. So Lord Narayana could understand Dhruva wanted to offer some prayer, but he couldn't. So he tossed his conch shell on his forehead. So all Vedas came out now, you see. Very nice prayers are there in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhruva stood. You can find it in Srimad Bhagavatam. How could it be? This is mercy of Lord Narayana. You understand? Then Lord Narayana said, all right, you ask for the boon. What boon you want? Then he said, no boon. In Harivakti Suddhodaya, that nice verse is there. Thana virashi tapasi sthi toham tam prapta vam deva munindra goyam kacham vichinnan napi dibbaratnam swamin kata tasmi varam magache. He said. He said, oh Lord, I don't want to ask for any boon. I am satisfied with you. I was just seeking the place, Thana virashi. You understand? To sit on the throne. Therefore I did penance. But I got you. Deva Munindra Guyam. The demigod, great sages, they couldn't get, but I got you. I was just searching for some glasses. But I got Divya Ratna, valuable gem. So I am satisfied. No boon is required. You understand? Because if someone gets Krishna, Supreme Person, what is necessary? A boon? Everything. But already granted everything. That's a great seat for him. That his father Uttanapada's seat. More elevated than that. Father's father. Utanapada's father is Manu. You understand? More elevated seat of Manu's seat. Manu's father is Brahma. You understand? And that more elevated seat. And seat of Brahma, this Dhruva planet is made for him. You understand? In annihilation, complete annihilation, the abode of Brahma is annihilated. But Dhruva planet is not annihilated. You understand? So Lord Narayana said, you go back, sit on that throne of your father and row for 36,000 years. Then after that with your mother, go. You go to that planet. Stay there eternally and go my father. You understand? But Dhruva was pleased. He is not cheerful. Oh, I have to go back. Because when he has got Krishna, Vishnu, what is the need of him? Still, he has to do it. You understand? That means how everything is obtained only through thought. Supreme Lord is obtained. What is necessary of this mauna brata sruta tapo abhyayana swadharma? No time. And then more. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Sri Gurudev ki jai.